It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
Imagination is everything. I can't remember who wrote those three words in that order, but it seems he summed up it all. Imagination is everything. Our lives will reflect the way we use our imagination. The child imagines himself walking like the adults he sees above him. As soon as he can walk, he wants to run. As we reach successive plateaus in mind, we begin to imagine ourselves reaching the next one. And that's our imagination leading us on from one idea to another through every day that we hear of our lives. But if we're not careful, our imagination is only the
percent of our life is coming from the programs of life, how to live life that we get in the first 7 years of life. That's why poor people stay poor and rich people stay rich. The movie The Matrix is not science fiction. It's a documentary. Every human, and it's a fact, every human first 7 years is download, a hypnosis. The brain of a child under seven is in a lower vibrational frequency. When you put wires on a person's head, you read electroencephalograph, reading brain activity. A child below seven has a lower vibration than consciousness. It's called theta. Theta is imagination. Oh, that's how kids play a tea party with mud pies. But to them, it's a real thing. A kid rides a broom. It's a horse. That's theta, imagination. Theta is also hypnosis. And the idea is this. Before you can become conscious, if you don't have any programs, what are you going to be conscious of? So nature makes the first 7 years. What kind of programs are required to live on this planet? I say, how do you get them? Theta is hypnosis. You just watch. You watch your parents. You watch your siblings and your community, because you have to learn how many 100,000 rules. Think about it. Just to be a functional member of a family and a functional member of a community, there are rules. Teach an infant these rules. I say, oh, you don't have to. First 7 years, they observe it and just download it. Look, this is not new. I mean, there's the famous book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And basically said, you come from a poor family and you could struggle your whole life and try to get rich, but you're not going to make it. And if you come from a rich family, you could be stupid your whole life and make it. Not because it was thinking, but it was unconscious behavior that was downloaded from rich families into kids, which is unconscious. So they're making the right moves unconsciously. If they engage their conscious mind, then they look stupid, but it's unconscious. And that's the same thing with poor people. Poor people have beliefs from the family. Oh, you can't make it. Life's a struggle. Things are hard. Who do you think you are? And if that's the program you get, then 95% of the day, you will sabotage yourself. And that's why poor people stay poor and rich people stay rich, because of the programming. 95% of our life, is a fact, comes from those programs in the subconscious. Every day, only about 5% of the life are you using conscious, which is creative. 5%.
So your life is being lived, even though you think you're living your life.
Exactly, and you don't see it because it's called subconscious, below conscious. And the Jesuits, for 400 years, they were boasting. People didn't understand. They say, give me a child until it's 7 and I will show you the man. They've been saying that for 400 years because they knew 7 years was the program period. And 95% of your life after that will be whatever that program is. So you don't have to try and think about what happened. I just say, look at your life. The things you like that come into your life come in because you have a program that supports them. But anything you struggle with, work hard at, put a lot of effort into making it happen while you're working so hard, inevitably, you have a program that doesn't support that conclusion and you're trying to override the program. So you don't need to do a lot of strength and psychology stuff. You just look at your life and say, where am I struggling? Because wherever you're struggling, inevitably, it's a program in your subconscious that does not support that destination you've been looking for. The conscious mind is creative and can learn in any number of ways. Read a self-help book, go to a lecture, listen to this program, and conscious mind's going to get some awareness. And I go, yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. I'd rather go to church and listen to the most vulgar gangster rap in church than hear you niggas sing Amazing Grace. Do you know how filthy that song is? Do you know people all over the world laugh at you? And the sad part about it, most of you don't know, John Newton wrote that song. How many of y'all know that? He was a drug, a slave trader that would make Hitler look like an altar boy. Came out of a house where his daddy was a preacher. So he knew about repentance, although he had denied the church. And then he got caught out on one of his pleasure boats. Got caught out on pleasure boat. And the storm came up. Y'all know the story, someone? Make Katrina look like a picnic. And he fell on his knees and said, God, oh Lord, let me repent, forgive me, don't let me die. And the storm ceased. And he was so grateful, he wrote that song. And you niggas sitting up here talking about forgive a wretch like, you don't even know what a wretch is. He said, forgive a wretch like me. Can you imagine if that boy's mama would have been a whore and as notorious as he was? And God saved her, and she write a song talking about thank God for forgiving a hoe like me, and your black mama sitting up in church singing, forgive a hoe like me. What kind of fools are y'all? Huh? I go all over the world. I go to China, check out the Christian community. Jesus looked Chinese. Go to Africa, India, Jesus look Indian. Go to Japan, go to Brazil, Jesus look Brazil. Come back home to America and go in the black community to a black church and Jesus is a white man and you wonder what's wrong with your children, you nigga. Huh? Huh? Christ got 12 disciples. Christ born in a place where it ain't nothing but niggas. And he got 12 disciples. He didn't only pick Europeans. He picked 11 Englishmen. Where names like that? Peter, Paul, Matthew. Where it come from over there?
love him as white boys, except the nigga that killed Christ, he a Arab Jew. Judah. And you put that crap down on your children and wonder why these niggas are so crazy?
Sometimes you're going to find yourself in a situation where you feel like you're being done wrong. But actually, you're being done right because it's setting you up for the bigger opportunity. So always keep your integrity. Always. Never let your integrity go by the wayside because integrity is all you got. Your reputation is all you got. And yes, being truthful and honorable will cause you to lose something short term only. And you lost that because it was protecting you for something bigger. And from that, I mean, I got lifelong connections in that community. You know, sometimes we talk, hey, Akeem, what's up? What you doing? Blah, 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 blah. We make connections. People who know my reputation, they call me, hey, this guy, he's dependable. And that's what you want to be. You want to be dependable to your people, to everyone.
Peace to the gods. You're listening to Hindsight Radio.
I'm mute. peace, what's up? Thanks for tuning in, Hindsight Radio, to our Consultation Monday, Q&A Monday, whatever you want to call it. You get to ask all the questions you want. Actually, people sent me some emails, kind of helped the shy folks. The shy folks don't like getting on the air, so I made a way where you can send your questions through email, and I'll answer it. And, of course, you got to, when you do this, you're going to get some questions that don't have full context so you can answer them. So that's just the price you pay. So if you're going to send me a text by email, give it the full context so I can understand exactly what you're talking about. I know some of you Twitter fingers, you know, used to shooting your anagrams and whatever way you text. I'm old school. I need context. I need full sentences. I need full completed thoughts. Okay? So if I don't read your question on air, that's because I don't understand what it's saying. So if I don't read it on air, you can get on and dial 515-605-9723 and I'll answer it. And once you get on, hit the one button to speak to the host so I can see your hand raise. Because I got one person on there now who is there, but I don't know if they want to talk. Don't know. But I'm going to call into this, usually dial in, kind of see what's going on. So I'm going to get to the questions in a minute that came by email. Second. I'm dialing the wrong number. 605-9723.
Call in. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Alright. Just wanted to make sure this is working good. All right, that works. All right, let's see. Let's go to this first question. I don't even think this is the first question. Let me find the first question. Somebody asked me earlier in response. This is more of a statement. Do you have questions on these topics? What topics? That's the question. Do I have questions on these topics? So one of my brothers was showing how can use equity to possibly get remedy for support that I paid in all these years, basically get the FRN notes back, LOL. FRN means Federal Reserve notes. That's slang for Federal Reserve notes. Yes, you can recoup it through the recoupment process. You go to Akeem, contact me by email. I'll show you how to join the membership. You can learn how to recoup what you're paying out during the year. two entities like child support. Yes, that is possible. Basically, long and short. But the details of it, I'm not, I don't go into that other than into the private ministry. But generally, yes, you can. If someone sent one piece, can you speak about credit on the call, also maybe child support? That's too general. I need specific questions. That's too general. I need a specific credit. If I'm not doing a show just to talk about credit. Yeah, well, credit this again. I need to know what your question is. Your question is. All right? That's what I mean by complete thoughts, complete questions. Okay, and let's go to the other question. And is the U-Bot the best way to extinguish debt? I don't know what U-Bot is, so I can't say if it is or it isn't. As a national, can you contract to work with the government as a 1099-A contractor? Yes, everybody's doing it already. Which EIN can I use if I am a contractor? I have a church, a state, private banking, foreign grantor. Now, if you're contracting with the government, you got to give them a business EIN. You can do a church. You can't do it in a state. Private banking, what does that mean? See, this shows me that this person is piecemealing information from everywhere and is very confused. Private banking EIN, that means you just private banking. It has nothing to do with an EIN. Foreign grantor. No, you definitely won't use your foreign trust EIN to contract with the government as a contractor. You can possibly use the church, or you create an entity like a business entity to do it. So, yes, you can use any EIN that the government accepts into their system. Remember, if you're working for the government, they're going to have specific rules on what you can and can't do with them as a contractor. So a lot of times they're going to want a business EIN like an LLC, a corporation. A church possibly can do business if it falls within the guidelines of their bylaws. But I can tell you right now, in the state, private banking, you just throw that in the trash because that doesn't really say anything. Foreign grantors, trust EIN, most definitely not. You're talking about a 9-8 number. No, you will not be using that with them. They're going to have a problem with that. I can tell you that right now. And that's it for the questions online as far as emails. See, the thing is, this particular person who sent this question is not able to get into the membership for whatever reason. So they're piecemealing. They're going to get it the cheapest way possible. I know I'm not the cheapest, and I don't want to be the cheapest. Why? Because I get quality people who understand information and willing to invest in getting their investment back. People who have invested are getting their investment back of the membership. The membership right now is like $19.99 for the year. All the things you need, and then to renew it is like $600 every year thereafter, or you can pay a monthly fee. It's a lot of content. You're talking from 2021 until now, all of the Q&A classes we have there, all of the information that's in there. I mean, I could just go down the list. I can pull up my classes now. I have the template for how to put your child in a trust, even if you owe a mortgage on it. That's sitting in that membership. So, passport webinar too. People buying that. They bought that separately. Somebody just bought it last week, and I said, you can invest in the class and get that plus name change plus the driver's license process, stop debt collectors, CPN, unincorporated nonprofit. So all of that's in there. Trademarking your in legis, substitute W-9, 9-8 number instructions, ecclesiastical trust information. What else? All the 1099 information, all the how to fill out the forms correctly. And guess what? My course, you can 1099 me to get it written off.
You can 1099 my church and get it written off. FS-1455 form, the name change, everything, man. Come on. From 2021, 2020, all the way through to now. All the way through to now. Patriot Act, Tax Act, Religious Freedom, Constitution of the United States. This is, you know, I got a research zone. And, I've been kind of slack with that. Like, there's so much more that I got to add to this that I haven't had. You know, I just got to stop and upload. I have it all. The YouTube Church Automatic Exceptions, showing you how that works. So there's really no excuse. National passport test, non-citizen national or national. National passport IRS rejection notice. What to do there? GPO style menu. The DS-11 for national, but not citizen. I mean, there's so much information in there. All right. Let's go to the phone line. Quite a few people there. All right, 352-221.
Hi, my name is Carol. How are you?
I'm doing good. Carol, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I saw on this thing that you answer questions about child support.
Yes, I do.
All right, well, I have this question, and I'm glad to hear it.
Hang on a second. I just want to make sure you're coming through clear. Hang on.
My name is Carol. How are you?
All right, yeah, you are. All right, now what's your question?
So my ex-husband, who died last year, had an arrears of $220,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a life insurance policy that was to his second wife. And he and I were married for 21 years and had 11 children together. And I divorced him when the youngest was a year and a half old. And he never paid it. He just never paid.
He never paid.
Then he died, and I wrote wrote letters to, when I was living in Florida, they just never worked on getting it. It was a terrible dealing with Florida. And then when I moved up here to Nashville, I wrote a letter to my governor, my representative, and my senator right before I left Florida. And right off the bat, I got some lady that found my ex-husband and then told me that he had just robbed a bank and he was sitting in jail for 2 years. I thought, motherfucker. But anyways, so...
What's your question?
Sir.
Yeah, I need the question.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
You want to ask me a question?
No, I want you to tell me what you want to ask me. What is your question?
Is there any way I can recover that money from the state or anything? Is there any kind of lawsuit? Do I just kill it?
No, because child support is... the state's money. When you go to child support and you enforce child support through the courts,
state
has the vested interest in collecting the child support, right? So it's not for your benefit, it's for their benefit. Because for every dollar you collect, they get money. He's gone now. You got any money in the bank or anything that you can attach to?
I mean, I could not.
He's not earning he's not earning anything for them to collect on, so they don't care anymore.
So technically, you can't sue
to get that, because there have been cases where mothers have sued the state because they feel like the state did not enforce the child support so that they can get
the money.
Well,
that's how I feel.
You cannot hear my answer if you're going to talk over me.
True.
I know that's how you feel, because you think you're entitled to it based on your information that you think you know what's going on. No, you're not entitled.
I'd like to feel that way.
Yes, that's just your feeling, but that's not the fact. That's not the fact.
I was afraid this was the truth.
The state is entitled to it. When they sue that estate, they're suing an estate. They're suing a name, a social. Basically, right, it may be your child's name and all of that on it, but that's really not your child, the living child. That is an estate. That's an account. That's what they're going after. Now that there's no more income, he's deceased, there's nothing to collect on. They can't do anything. So you will not be able to get anything. Now they can get something.
Oh, well.
Through the Social Security program.
Who's the day?
The government.
Well, I did. I applied for survivor's benefits. I figured I'd get something anyway.
Well, you're not as wealthy.
I mean, I raised 11 children.
It does. Well, I applaud you for raising 11 children. But unfortunately, his current wife, whoever he was married to when he died, is the one who's going to get the survivor benefits.
But I'm getting them because I was married to him for 21 years.
So you're getting a portion of them.
Okay, I'm getting a portion. Well, I'm getting more than I was getting when he was alive, so.
Right, so
well,
wait a minute.
You know,
did he ever get married again?
He remarried, yeah.
So why are they giving you survivor benefits if you're not his current wife?
I don't know. I applied for them, and they're giving them to me.
She might not have applied for
them. I was married.
Why you're getting
Well, maybe not, because she got his life insurance policy.
It doesn't matter. That platform just has nothing to do with the survivor benefits.
Oh, well, I don't know. But I guess because of the length of time I was married to him.
I don't know how you filled out that application, but she's the one that's supposed to get that.
Well,
she
I'm just upset.
For it. She probably don't know that she. All they look at is the government don't talk to each other. So they just, oh, you're saying I was his wife and I. You, did you say you was divorced from him in that paperwork when you filled it out?
Yes, absolutely. I sure did. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, you be thankful. Be thankful.
100% I'm thankful. You know, no, I'm
because technically,
you know, nothing's changed.
Current life is supposed to get that. Yeah, that's the real survivor. The children is all supposed to get. Yeah, maybe because you have the children. I mean, I don't know what state this is. So, but no, as far as your child support, you have
Tennessee,
no.
But, and Tennessee's got some aft laws,
Tennessee?
But I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
Nashville specifically.
So, as far as you do have minor children, right? Correct?
No more minor children. The youngest is 23 years old. There's
okay.
An arrears of $220,000.
The only way you can get that if there's some money he had left in an estate. That's the only way, but. If he don't have anything, there's nothing to get from something he don't have.
That's all I knew. That's the truth. And you
yeah.
were live, and it said child support, and I thought I'd see what you had to say about the matter.
Yeah. All right.
I kind of appreciate it
because
I knew that's the truth. But thanks,
right.
Thanks for your time, man.
All right. Well, it's a lot of children, 11, man. Goodness. It's a lot. All right, 716-316. I'm still kind of confused how she got survivor benefits if she wasn't his current wife. 716-316.
Akeem, greetings. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
How you doing? It's Laconopo. How's everything going?
Doing good.
Good,
doing
good.
Right. How you doing?
I'm well.
All right.
I guess first I want to thank you for all your diligent work. You've been patient with me and all of that. You know what I mean? I do appreciate everything.
Yeah,
I do appreciate it. I know I was hitting you with a bunch of questions the other day, but
yeah,
I'll just go with this.
About that, save those questions for days like this because I get a lot of emails and I don't have time to sort through them, and I don't have a lot of time to respond in those emails.
I'm already going.
Doesn't require more than one sentence, and my typing is not that great, and plus. You know, a lot of information get lost in that. So I'd rather you ask these questions like from now, you know, the way I can answer them one by one.
Yep, and I completely understand.
Yeah.
So
right,
I'll start off with, the other day I was able to, I don't know if you call this successful, but I got a hold of my insurance company and I got them to list my 9-8 family trust as an interested party.
Okay.
They were kind of going onto my truck policy. That was one. Because I remember in a couple of shows back, you were...
Why you want to not be some of the, your interested parties?
Well, what I was trying to do was get... Let's see, how do I put this? I was trying to get the ownership out of my name and in control of one of the entities we were setting up, either the family trust, the personal, or the church.
Mm-hmm. Now, the non-aid trust, the way I work in the class, they don't, that doesn't get assets. It just is the trust that we use to do the recruitment process, meaning collect your, you know, your deposits on your bank accounts and do the taxes. That's the one that does the templating on taxes.
Okay.
The personal trust is a trustee, so that doesn't own any property. See, for the non-aid trust. The family trust is the one that does all of the property exchanges and conducts all of the business. So if you're going to put a truck into a trust, I'm getting background noise.
Me too.
All right. Is that
better?
Yeah, that's better. You might have had the volume.
Okay.
Wow. The family trust is the one that does all the business, and it's not a 9-8 number. Because when you're in my class, I give you a method of getting those EINs without using your social. So all of those EINs come and they have no socials attached to it. So that family trust is where you're putting property in and doing business and paying bills and doing all of those things. So that's
okay. So, go ahead.
So I wouldn't put ownership with the 9-8 number. I wouldn't do that. I would just have an irrevocable trust, get a regular EIN number by way of mailing or faxing it in and getting it. Do not call or do it online. Because then you're forced to give them the social if you do it online.
Right. Okay, maybe I was just a little...
I understand why you did it, because that's a teaching that's been going around for years.
I think I was just a little misunderstood on what we were doing, because I was thinking that the 9-8
you went and got all your EINs, so I didn't have to get them for you. You get it. You're going to have a grantor trust, which is the 9-8 number. You're going to have a family trust, which is just a simple EIN number that you got them to give you by way of mail or fax.
Which I didn't get yet or nothing like that.
You haven't gotten that one yet, I know. And then you have your personal trust EIN. So that personal trust is just the trustee for the other trust. That's it. So when you go open up bank accounts, you're going to give them, they're going to ask for who the trustee is. You're going to give them the personal trust EIN.
Right.
So when I'm done with all this, I'm almost done. I would give you trust certificates that you would take into the bank to open up the bank accounts. You're going to open up two bank accounts. You're going to one, your grantor trust, which is your 9-8 number, and then your family trust, which is whatever EIN number that it comes with that. And when they ask for the trustee, you give them the personal trust number.
Okay. So just so I understand it, once you're, everything's all set on your side, I'll have everything I need, and I'll have direction. And
I just gave you that right there.
Yeah.
You get those trusts.
Yep.
You'll know them when you see them. They don't look like a trust document. They're just a generalized document that say who the trustee is, what the name of the trust, and what the EIN of the trust. And it'll have language in it that the trustee has the power to buy, sell, and do all of those things. So that's the instrument that you would give to any entity, like as if you putting property, registering property, or you open up a bank account. That's the instrument that you would give them. Some banks want the first and last page of this trust. Some banks, Merrill Lynch is one of those banks that'll do that, but most of them will take the trust certificate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
As far as your trust, the actual trust, no one gets to see that. That's personal. No one sees
it. It's personal.
That. Yeah. That's nothing. You don't file it anywhere. You keep that for your records.
What about that stamp, where the deposit stamp? I did send that to you. Did I need to get that made, like, for if I wanted to deposit into the church account?
When I finish up with the church, you'll see the – actually, it's in there. It's in there. So,
yeah, it is. That's why I was asking.
You can make that stamp the way the language states in there. And it says, samples say deposit and non-redeemable FRN, something like that.
Yeah, it said deposit on account or exchange for non-refundable Federal Reserve notes.
Right, because you want them not to fractionalize your stuff there.
Exactly.
So get out of that system. Yeah. So, that's just a stamp. You don't necessarily have to do that, but you can. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I've got it made just for ease and question as to, so there's no confusion for anybody, really. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I get you pretty much answered everything I had. I just be patient, sit back and wait, keep studying.
We'll get on a call and I'll go over everything line for line. Once you get all of the documents you need.
Yeah, that's cool. Right. That's perfect. I don't have anything else. I just definitely want to express that I appreciate your time and patience with me.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Are you
the floor?
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the chat. I see some things in the chat that I need to address. First, everybody, J Black 88 says blessings. Indie Circus said ministry says peace, my brother. Peace back to you. Like an Apple, who was just on. Apo, peace, brother Akeem. Peace to the gods and much light, love. Same thing back to you. And someone, Araya and Araya Soma. Hope I'm pronouncing that great. Can the trust hold Canadian assets? The trust can hold anything that you own. Yes, it can hold Canadian assets. Yes, it can. A trust can hold anything as property. Property you want in trust, you can do that. It can hold a pen. If you want this cell phone to be its property, yes, you can. All right. If I have made any errors on my 98 number, how do I correct any changes I need to add? I've actually lost my 98 document. Get a new one. Because if you don't have all the stuff, you're not going to be able to retrieve it from the IRS unless you know what you're looking for. DJ B Thunder says, peace, love, prosperity, and extreme wealth to everyone. Good evening, my brother. What all is good to send in with the DS-11? Your explanatory statement and your birth certificate. Doesn't matter if it's authenticated or not. They said, can I use a birth certificate that was authenticated? Yeah, you can use any birth certificate. It don't even have to be authenticated. I know the gurus done got y'all thinking complicated stuff. Somebody said, was that an agent? I think that was an agent. That lady, 11 kids, she getting survivor benefits after she's divorced. I don't see that. I like to know. They don't even sound right. I got 11 kids and I'm getting survivor benefits. That's why I asked, how did you fill out that application? Did you say you was divorced for that many years? Yeah, I told them that, and they're giving it to you? You divorced them. You didn't want the survivor benefits. Yeah, she was aging for sure. We know that. Crazy. Divorced over 20 years to get survivor benefits. That don't even make sense. Can you be tax exempt from house property? Unless your property is in a religious church or something, you can be tax exempt. Other than that, there's other ways to be tax exempt. If you're ex-military or some other thing, All right. Hey, anybody got any more questions? 515-605-9723. Get on. I think I answered all the questions that was in the chat. Can you be taxed in from... Y'all want y'all tax exempt status, but don't want to put that work in to be it. I've been talking about how to be tax exempt on your property for how many years now? Sometimes I be wondering where some of y'all be. Yeah, she got on telling this whole elaborate story about I got 11 kids. I don't even believe she got 11 kids. My husband this and... fictitious problems. Press the 1-641-572 if you want to talk to me. I see you dialed in. Press the 1 button, please. It could just be somebody who just have questions. Just, she already knew the answer to her question. No, she can't get that money. 641-572.
Yeah,
six,
hello.
Four. Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, sir. Yeah, good. I'm trying to get out of the citizen side and into the private. Uh-huh. I'm just learning all this stuff, right? So I'm kind of green on it, but I got as far as getting my COLB and doing my 9-8. I'd lost it. I'm gonna redo it, but
I would just redo it.
What should I do next though? Like I've been studying up on the DS-11, and I was wanting to get my passport and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there's certain things that I got to get first in alignment before I can do certain steps or.
Not for the passport. There's nothing you really need to do first. Just go and get it as a national.
Okay. Okay.
A lot of people confuse state national with national. I don't teach state nationality. There'll be a state national because most of the states have sold out to the U.S. So why would I tell you to do that? You know, just be a national of the United States.
Oh, yeah,
of America.
Yeah.
You know, but all you need
is
your passport application filled out correctly as a national and your DS-11 stating what your nationality is, which
your
affiliation is.
Your declaration.
And
your
just
truth.
Provide them a birth certificate with that, and that's it. That's all you need. All
right.
You don't have
anything
else to do that. You don't have to, I got to do a UCC or whatever. You don't have to do anything.
Right, yeah. I've been digging into those processes, too. I've just been kind of vetting the information. And like I said, I'm new.
I stay with
game, but yeah. I've been digging through a bunch of different sources or whatnot, but yeah. All right, yeah. I'll work on that. Yeah. That'll be my next step, and this has been my first call in and the first live I've actually caught you on, so that's cool.
Now,
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you. On my channel, I have information on the DS-11, but I also have a webinar that teaches you exactly, you know, correctly how to fill out the application, what you need, and I've even got a template that you can use to go with that. So that's akeemel.com if you want that.
Oh yeah, I've got your website looked up already, and I'm aware of that. The age of majority where you go up to the courthouse, is that necessary? Or, I mean, I'm trying to go into the private and just completely get disconnected from, or not completely disconnected from the straw man, but,
let me,
you know, I'm trying to cross that threshold.
Let me clear this thing about private. It's really, you are the public and the government is the private. See, everybody got you want to be private and the government be public. No, you're the public. They're the private. It's a private corporation running business down there for itself.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's twisted. Yeah. That's why it's the republic. Yeah.
Right. your republic. So once you let them know who you are, hey, I'm part of the public. I'm not part of your private corporation. A lot of the gurus disagree with me, but that's what it is. Because the public is the one who's supposed to control what's going on down there. That's why you elect representatives to speak for you, right? But they don't go down there speaking for you because who are they really working for? They're working for the benefit of that corporate entity that was created by way of the birth certificate and Social Security card. That's who they're working for. And everything they're doing, really, they work to enslave that to benefit off the labor of that number. That's why employers want you to give them that number so that they can attach to it and benefit off you using that information to go get a job, and they take a percentage of that. They take their cut because you are being allowed to use their franchise, which is the Enligus, which is the name on the Social Security card.
Right, yeah, which on the back of that is that it's not, it's their property.
So that money goes every time you do business, that, you know, you got a bank account in that name.
Yeah, I've been trying to dig into the trust too and really vet the information and try to get that going too so I can start moving, you know, that way as well. But baby steps first, right?
First, then there's other things you can register, like your power of attorney down at the county registry of deeds, get that registered, correct your driver's license. Same way you would do the passport, you would do your driver's license the same way. You know, you put on the record who you are, and they take it, and they give you your passport and your driver's license. They don't have a problem with it. There's groups of people that already do that. There's a group of people, especially in Alaska. A lot of those are indigenous folks, and they go there, and they declare who they are right there at the DMV, but no problem, showing that they're in a different jurisdiction.
Right. Yeah, right. Everyone I talk to is just completely oblivious to it almost. Seems like the right way to go.
Okay.
I appreciate your time, sir.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. All right.
Anybody else got a question? The number, I think the number is right there, 515-605-9723. We had three callers so far. Let's see. Any more questions in the chat? Child support is going to stop you from getting a passport if you're over $2,500 and they got you on that list. It will stop you, so you need to correct that. I forgot to mention I got ordained minister credentials from ULC in the name of. Any thought on that? No, I don't have any thoughts on that other than, I mean, it's good that you have that. Now you can perform weddings and stuff like that. Could you talk about how to get a P.O. box at the General Post Office, which is on the land for executive purposes? I wanted to start a trust afterwards. You don't need a P.O. box for the General Post Office, which is on the land and all of that. I don't even teach that, so. It's an unnecessary step that a lot of people are teaching just to convolute the issues of what you really need to do, in my opinion. But, I don't have one, never had one, never tried to get one. I use iPostal one for virtual addresses to avoid having bills come to where I lay my head. The only thing I teach is do not have those in Enligus mailings coming to the place where you lay your head. Have it go to a virtual address. Most of those places charge $10-$20 a month, $100 for a year. So, and you can have all that stuff go there. Then go pick it up, whatever, from there. Press 1 if you have just joined in, if you want to talk to me. Press the 1 button, and your hand will go up, and I'll see that you want to get on and join the conversation. And you don't need to do all of that to set up a trust. You can set up a trust at any time. That's Jarek 360. You can have a trust. You don't need to have a general post office address to do that. 914-920. If you have something to say, raise your hand. Press the 1 button. I don't know. Maybe he can't hear. Let's see. 914-920. Did you have something to say? I see you just joined.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Bob King?
Hey, what's up? Next time, press that button for me. I know you want
to. I didn't hear that.
Say. Whenever you join in and you have something to say, just press the 1 button so I know that you want to talk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've been with you for a long time. I've been following you for a while. I've done some processes with you. I'm looking to set up another organization, probably unincorporated association.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get away from this. I'm near an elevated train. So I'm trying to get away from it before I even start. But, yeah, I'm trying to set up an unincorporated associated trust. We do a big family day outing
right
where I'm at. And for the last 3 years, we've done it, and it's been successful. But now we want to do it properly, you know.
Okay.
Actually have an organization so we can get the donations that we really can get and let people know that. I mean, people trust us and everything, and they've seen the success that we've had, but I just want to do it right and, you know, possibly get the benefit of doing proper business.
Okay. So what's your question?
So I know you have some things on your website. I was just wondering, is that something that the unincorporated associated trust, is that something that would benefit me doing?
The nonprofit unincorporated association is not a trust, but yes, you can do that. That's a good organization to do what you're trying to do. So you can set that up, get the EIN correctly, and the people, whatever donations you can get, the people can get a write-off for giving that organization donations.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, that's. I'm looking to do something like that. So would I just like go to the website and just sign up?
Yeah, the nonprofit. That is. Let me see what
I
that
is. I think it was 995, I believe. I believe you sent me an email way back. I'm on your email list, so I believe you sent me an email way back when, but I saw it late because somehow your stuff started going into my spam.
Oh, really? Oh, let's see. I'm trying to see what it is. Yeah, 997.
Yeah.
Museum Unincorporated Association.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay, so I would just sign up with you, and then once you see me sign up and make the payment, you would contact me back?
Yeah.
And then we just go from there.
I would need the name. I'll set it up, set up your bylaws, all of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what it would take. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'll do that. And then,
and you get a certificate,
we'll talk later.
EIN number, everything. Yep.
Okay. I'll do that, and then we'll go from there. All right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Peace. All right, that was a good question. I was trying to put this thing in the chat for him, the link for it. There it is. All right, anybody else before I shut it down? It's almost 9 o'clock. I usually only want to do like an hour and a half since questions are getting... We're getting more feedback. People are getting on. Let everybody know. This is where to get the questions at every Monday. Let them know. Send your friends, whoever. You know what I mean? I got that one weird question in the beginning from somebody who had 11 kids and gets survivor benefits, and they divorced and still wanted some money. from a guy who robbed a bank. It didn't make any sense. That didn't make any sense. He robbed a bank. When we reply back to presentment with acceptance, there a notice that needs to be sent with the instrument? What verbiage should we use? Any IRS forms afterwards? I don't know why these Dirac 360, you assume that I teach that stuff. I don't teach any of that. Buy back the presentments and all of that. I teach y'all how to recoup and don't worry about all that. I don't teach that. I know what you're talking about. It's almost on the lines of accepted for value, which I've never seen work. So I really can't answer that question. The only way I can answer that question is I've never seen that method work in any, all the years I've been doing this. It's been close to 10 years now. I've been doing this. And I've seen that with reply back to presentment, somebody presents you with a bill and you accept it and then you give them notice and then they ignore it. This goes on for months and months and months and months with no results. You know? No results. Hop along, I did see your email. I just hadn't had a chance to get back with you. I am working on that this week. What is he talking about? So if you were claiming any tax benefits, your church shouldn't be. I don't know. I don't understand what you're asking me. It's not a complete thought. All right. Don't know what you're talking about. If you're claiming any tax benefit, your church shouldn't be. The benefit that a church would get is tax exemption because it's a church and not having any filing requirements. All right. Yeah, Dirac 360, a lot of those, you know, unfortunately, they don't work. I've never seen them work. And if they do work, you know, and I ask people, people say they work. And I say, well, show me the proof. They're, oh, yeah, my mother, uncle, nephew, he did it. I got to go get it. And I never hear from them. Yeah. So I'm sorry. They have taken old methods and repackaged them into different little phrases, but it's all, that sounds like accepted for value to me, what you're asking me. Yeah, I mean, according to what you're asking me, yeah, you can do all that like that, but I can tell you, you'll be sitting there waiting for months and you're not going to get any results, and that bill still is going to have to be paid. My suggestion to you, if you want to try out those methods, keep your bill paid until it gets taken care of. If it gets taken care of. So there you have it. All right? All right, all right, all right. It's 9 o'clock. We had a few callers on. I wish we had more. We can go longer. But we don't. So with that being said, you guys have a wonderful rest of your evening. All right? Peace. Are you living your life how society wants you to live it? What they call normal? Are you living it that way? Then you're not of God. You're not acting in your Godship. You're not acting in a supreme way. If you're following and keeping up with what society says is normal, and what's normal is for you to grow up through school, indoctrinatory information, go get a job and retire and wait on 401ks, you are not surpassing the human experience. You are working within man's governmental program indoctrination experience. That's the fact. Because transcendent people live an experience beyond what the norm is. You see, that's what transcendent people do. So now the question comes up again. Do you feel like you're transcendent? Are you transcending? Let's move away from the work and the finances. Let's move into a more personal definition of transcendent. And this is what Christ taught through his teachings. He taught this by example, all right? What did he do? He came in to share the word, the good news, right? He came in and healed folks. So he was doing things beyond the human experience, beyond the normal. And everyone saw that and witnessed that. And they wanted to be a part of that. They wanted to eat some kind for healing. Some wanted to, hey, how do we do these things? And he said to us, he's like, you know, they didn't believe that they would transcend. And he said, no, you will do greater things than I. So Christ already said that we were born to be transcended. That was the whole example he was trying to show everybody. You are transcendent. Now, whether you act and behave in a transcendent way, that's different. And the only reason why we're acting, behaving,
money in the ways that we do now because we allowed ourselves to be brought up and taught by societal norms, and we believed it. We ran with it. We took it. I'm guilty. I did it. So when I have situations, personal, business, and it seems almost impossible to get over these hurdles, I have to step back. Am I being transcendent in this situation? Am I going to transcend this situation?
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles. Discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.